With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, to do a little big three, a little NBA, and this guy has just injected the league with instant extra credibility and unpredictability with the microphone. He's a funny dude, man. He's confident. And he's on one of the expansion teams for the, they're called the Enemies. They're 3-1. They're in Oklahoma City this weekend. I'll be out there as well. They're playing Trilogy. And this guy in the mid-2000s was an assassin. I mean, before his, you know, before he got hurt, Gilbert Arenas was an absolute stud. Three-time All-NBA. And he just filled it up and did whatever he wanted offensively. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Gilbert, what's happening, buddy? How you feeling today?
I'm good. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. You've been a great addition to the league. How did Ice Cube convince you to come and play, man? How did he sell it to you?
He actually didn't. I think just his presence of coming, you know, to my podcast gave me the energy to actually say yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, Cube, I'm from the Valley, 818. So Cube was the Valley's rapper, you know, because we heard he went to Taft High School. So that's who we claim our rapper, like the, you know, Ice Cube is the greatest. You know, so when he came, it was like childhood memories coming back to me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yes. And he didn't even ask me yet.
That's good stuff.
What was the hardest part about getting back into playing shape, I guess is the best way to put it, because some of these guys aren't in playing shape, but they're out there playing. But what was the hardest part getting back out and doing something like this competitively?
Just remembering, I mean, the hardest part is remembering you can't do what you think you can do. like, so, you know, I was 260, you know, when I, you know, said I'll play. Oof. So I had to drop all the way to 220 to 215 before I can start actually getting on the court.
That's a lot of chopping, man.
That is.
Wait, how?
You know.
Now, I was going to ask you, because it's interesting when you listen to what Charles Barkley just said about Zion Williamson, who's 280.
285.
Yep. And Chuck knew, because Chuck came out of college. He was like 300 pounds. He knew he had to lose some weight. But like at 260, can you play basketball? At 280, is Zion going to be in trouble playing basketball?
I always kept saying that, you know, before when I first seen him, is for his size and weight, he's overweight. Like, you know, college, everyone's boasting like, we've never seen this kind of power and, you know, body, and this body can move. Yeah, because usually they have a weight clause in their contract to say, get down the weight. You know, if right now, if Cousins said, I'm 285, at 6'11", they will say he's fat.
Yeah.
So what makes 285 at 6'6" look attractive?
Because he looks like a D tackle. Looks like Aaron Donald more than he looks like a basketball player.
You know, so his whole career, starting right now, he's going to have to be on mostly cardio type of workout routine. He can't even touch, he can't even look at a weight.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna buff up. So his whole career, he has to understand, I have to learn how to train cardio during the season. I was working out three times a day during season, and I still gained weight.
You gotta watch what you eat, Gilbert.
It's not even about watching what you eat. You gotta remember, for a basketball player, if you're playing 42 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Stop and go. You're really only doing 1.5 miles.
I got you.
If you're an elite point guard, you're at 1.5 miles. Drew Holiday did 1.7. So imagine if that's only 1.5 miles a game,
yep.
What are you actually really burning?
Yeah. I got you.
Nothing. You're not really burning any calories.
No, that's an interesting way to look at it. Never really looked at it quite that way. Gilbert Arenas with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So take us back to the mid-2000s. Want to jump around a lot of different things. I want to ask you about Bradley Beal, ask you about John Wall. Your former team, the Wizards, have some tough decisions. Although there's no decision to make with Wall. They already made the decision. They've got to make a decision with Beal. But, I mean, Gilbert, in the mid-2000s, and I called you an assassin coming in, big game, late bucket getter, ultra confident, pull up from anywhere, really unstoppable for a couple of years in those mid-2000s. If you stay healthy, where does Gilbert Arenas finish his career in terms of perception, all-time list? I mean, you got to think about that once in a while, right?
No, I actually really haven't thought about it because, you know, usually when you think about what if, you know, it really kind of messes up the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there thinking about what if I didn't get injured? What if I didn't go in the game? You know, it happens. You know, people get injured. People, you know, play their full careers. You know, at, you know, 25 years old, you know, I was considered one of the elite. You know, so, you know, my career was cut short from, you know, injuries. You know, I had 3 injuries in 14 months on the same knee.
Wow. Yeah.
Gilbert, was it, I know it was 3 injuries. Was it 3 surgeries or was it 2?
Three surgeries.
It was the 3. I don't know if you had 2 or 3. Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if,
I had 3 surgeries in 14 months.
You can't handle that as a guard. And now John Wall, it's the Achilles. KD's coming back from that. John Wall, $40-something million a year. Ernie Grunfeld had a long leash, and I like Ernie, but probably too long of a leash to run the Wizards. He's gone. They got to change a lot of stuff. Number one, can John Wall come back and, you know, with a sense of the same burst? Can he ever be remotely the same athlete, do you think?
Yes.
You think so?
Perception versus reality. Mm-hmm. Perception says, oh, you know, John Wall tore his Achilles. KD tore their Achilles. Everyone who tore their Achilles, their careers was cut short. It was never the same. Well, unfortunately, these two players are actually different. They didn't tear their jumping Achilles. Kobe, all of those guys tore their jumping Achilles. John Wall tore his left Achilles, but he's a right-foot jumper. So he jumps and dunks with his left hand. So he's not a natural righty. So he jumps like he's a left-handed player.
I've never heard this.
So jumping up and down does not affect John Wall. Same thing with KD. KD tears his right Achilles. Does not stop his explosion because he jumps off of his left foot.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
So these are the only two players who tore the opposite of everything.
Yeah.
Everyone usually tears their jumping leg.
That's crazy.
That's so smart. And
what did Dominique? Which one did Dominique tear? Do you know? Do you even know Dominique Wilkins? Yeah, which one did he tear?
Because he came back okay.
Actually, Dominique tore his right one, but Dominique was a 2-foot jumper.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, Gilbert Arenas knows the game. He was a 2-foot jumper.
Well, I think you know injuries. You had a bunch of injuries, so you know injuries. And it makes it interesting because it's how we think about the NBA now based on a couple of these guys. John Wall is one, obviously, but more KD. Like, what's his impact going to be? The Nets got to sit and wait for a year before he finally gets there. But what we've seen this movement in the NBA that's created, I hope, parity. Do you like that in the NBA?
Yes. Actually, you know, see, this is what, you know, Tiki, in football, you have your friends. You have players you train with.
Yeah, in the offseason.
When they're free agents, you will love them to be on your team. Back then, it didn't happen.
Never. I wanted to play with my brother. We were free agents the same year. I'm like, dude, let's play together. It didn't ever happen.
owners wouldn't pull those strings for it.
Yeah.
Now players in today's game is taking steps forward. Like, yo, I want to play with this guy. Make it happen. Like, make it happen. So the fact that the new owners, see, it's not the players that's messing up the league.
Yeah.
The new owners is making it better because these new owners are actual basketball fans, not old businessmen. So they're coming in, and they're like, all right, I want you. You want to come? I'll take you, too. What's happening? And then everyone's building these dynasties.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's what, like, the Charlottes, the Milwaukees, those guys, they're going to need luck with draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to always be like that. L.A., Golden State, Chicago, Miami, the New York, Boston, of course, they're going to always have the advantage because those cities are big cities. No one wants to be in a small city.
Except for the Knicks. Except for the Knicks, Gilbert, because nobody wants to go there right now.
And what's so funny is that is the weirdest franchise in history because they do pay players. They just pay the wrong players.
Yeah.
Well, no good players want to take the money.
But people want to be in New York. I just don't know if it's a, you know, sometimes, you know, as an athlete, it's just a little thing. It'd be the simplest things that, you know, that that makes a player leave.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this is a true story, but it was told.
No, let's hear it.
That Miami knew LeBron was leaving when they took the cookies off the plane.
What?
Come on. So this is his, you know, his.
All right, you got to tell us this. Was this on your podcast? By the way, Gilbert has a podcast, the No Chill Podcast. I've got to start listening to it if you tell stories like this.
I never said it on my podcast.
All right, go ahead. So tell us the story.
A player said, you know, there was always cookies on a plane. LeBron loves cookies. You know, that was his thing. You know, so, you know, has a little batch of cookies. And I guess Pat Riley was like, we need to get healthy. Take these damn cookies off the plane.
Right? Pat. I didn't think it was supposed for doing that. If anybody, it was Pat.
So everyone's like, the only person who eats cookies on the plane is LeBron. Really, nobody else eats cookies. So, you know, LeBron came on the plane, you know, looking forward, like, yeah, hey, what happened with the cookies? And it was like, oh, coach said no more cookies.
Wow, that was
it. That's crazy.
He's like, what? Someone said, and then someone whispered, oh, he's for sure.
Yeah, he's done. That's funny.
You know, sometimes it just be the little things that make players leave. It doesn't even be the, you know, it's most of the time it's not even about the money.
Yeah.
It's usually the atmosphere. When I came into the league, there was no atmosphere. You had to create it. I used to talk to Abe Pollin all the time and talk to Abe about the atmosphere in the locker room. Like, if you want players to train, to be here, you have to spend money. You know, his thing was, well, I'm giving you guys contracts. And I said, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. What do we know about chefs? What do we know about eating and keeping our bodies? We don't know. We just want to play basketball. So you have to outthink us.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, most of us are not eating breakfast. When we finish practice and we go, we're getting fast food. That's all we know. Mm-hmm. That's all we know at that point in time. So now we're eating fast food for dinner, probably the same thing. So we're putting trash food in our bodies. But you want great results. If you want great results all the time, you have to make sure you're feeling us good.
Yeah.
Give us a player's lounge. Give us a chef. The player lounge makes players stay longer.
Yeah.
If a player stays longer,
chemistry.
He might want to sit in the gym a little bit longer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He might want to get a little bit more shots.
Yeah.
So, makes you know, when you build atmospheres like this, it makes players want to stay there, you know, past practice time instead of just getting the hell out of there. It makes players stay longer. So, like, the Clippers, for the most part, they didn't even have a practice facility. They had to work out the Spectrum Club. So just think about it. What is the mindset of a Clipper?
In and out.
Yep.
I got to go in. We practice at the Spectrum Club. I'm home.
Peace.
I'm never going to do any work outside of the Clipper work.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not building anything. So when players hear stories like that, it keeps them away from franchises.
Okay. And by the way, Gilbert,
good perspective, though.
Yeah, very good. Not to mention, I mean, yeah, there's the residue of eating properly and maybe doing some extra reps in the gym, but also you just kind of hanging around, getting to know each other and becoming boys even more. And when you do that, that probably manifests itself on the court in terms of better chemistry.
Yeah, you know, usually, you know, players, you know, especially basketball, it's only, you know, 13 of you. You're around each other all the time. Mm-hmm. So that natural chemistry always builds. Like, you know, you're going to have the players that don't like each other, but on the court, the chemistry works anyway because that's the part of it. You know, it's like, I don't like you, but we hate them more.
Yeah.
You know, so we have more of that going on and, you know, we get together. We get together for the betterment of, you know, going against someone every night.
Well, listen, man, I'm going to be out in Oklahoma City this weekend with CBS doing the Big Three. Looking forward to meeting you in person, chopping it up a bit. Really, one of the great players of the 2000s, unstoppable, three-time All-NBA. His enemies, 3-1, taking on Trilogy in Oklahoma City where the Thunder play at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. That's Gilbert Arenas. A lot of salient thoughts right there. Man. A lot of things that we tapped into that we just kind of stumbled on.
Yeah, that's
you
good stuff.
You brought some good stuff.
Good
Nicely
stuff,
done,
Gilbert.
Buddy.
Appreciate you.
No problem. I didn't even really, we're going against Trilogy?
way to look at the schedule, buddy. I guess it doesn't
matter. What's so funny is because, you know, I got to pick my team, I picked all dominant guys of scoring to offset everyone. So we're already in the championship. We're just playing right now, just getting to know each other, just a feel for the game. Like, I average 7 minutes a game, and we're beating everybody by 10, 15.
All right. Well, there's a long season to go. Don't get too cocky there, buddy.
Positioning yourself for a GM somewhere?
was it Triplett?
Yeah.
So Johnson's team, you see, he has to play every single minute.
Yeah.
Good point.
He has to play
every single minute. And he's doing great?
I can play 7 minutes, and we've been 3-0.
He's going to win the MVP, though.
Yeah, he's terrible. Joe was slaying it. You think he can still play in the NBA 20 minutes on a good team?
Yes.
I do, too.
He has to be on a team like a team that should pick Joe up is the Lakers.
Yeah.
They need a half court ISO guy that can create buckets in small spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where Joe's always been great at. You know, me and him came in the same draft, so, you know, I got to see a lot of Joe and just to see his game develop. And Lakers have for the last 5 minutes, that's Joe's specialty. Mm-hmm. And right now the Lakers don't have that specialty guy.
20,000 points. He did something right. Listen, man, we'll see you in Oklahoma City. Really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, Gilbert. Appreciate you hopping on, buddy.
No problem.
That was good. I got to listen to that podcast as well.
Yeah, I do.
That's money.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.